Begin the current daf, set this human daf chafal, and begin on Amid Aleph. Begin to test the master, but test the wind's words of the Gemara. But he clearly nishma b'shalosh parsayis, and his voice was heard at a distance of three parsayis. Which says, Tame, it's a wonder. The perek shlish and tamet nan, the third perek and tamet daf lamanam beis, the Mishnah teaches me, richa yishem and kol givini karas, that who were discussing, givini karas, they would hear his announcements at a distance from Iricha, the eser parsayis, which Iricha is 10 parsayis. How can we say, as we said in the different maskel, that was three parsayis? That's a test question. What you could say is yes, the biyud basayis lohim mevinim. Reach all the way to 10 basayis, but then they wouldn't understand it. Lekala rabba amma, they would just hear the echo. 3 basayis, they heard him clearly what he said. And b'chein yesh lefar, so do you have to explain the hadar minresh perik tefer b'kalfi later on the flametesim base. The tziri das hechel that the hinges of the doors of the hechel when they return the shmoin the tchum shabbos was heard at a distance of 8 tchum of shabbos, which that's 8 mil, which is 2 parso, which that's 16,000 namas, because the Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 namen, and 2,000 namas is a mil. The problem is, v'hasim over there, mesechtes tamet, tnan, mirichai. We heard that from mirichai they would hear it. Now, mirichai was 10 parsois, which is 40 mil, because the parsois is 4 mil. So obviously, you have to say that within a Tchum Shabbos, they were able to discern the sounds of the little hinges of the doors. More than that, up until mirichai, they heard it, but they heard just an echo. The next place the master begin with the Gemara Neblam Bukayim, and it was absorbed in its place. Pesher of Paris, he says that the Huadin, not only the things that we mentioned over here with the crop and the Dishim Zbech HaPnimi, the Menayur, not only that, but the Huadin Dishim Zbech HaChitz, and also the ashes of the Adam Zbech was also absorbed over there in that spot, which is where they would put the Truman Sadeshim. Says Tayyib, in the Rabbein Tam, this does not seem to be correct, Rabbein Tam, because the Menola here is Svar. Where does Rabbein Paris get this logic from? Kivin Lechashav Lebahadi Hanach, if it's not listed with those other ones, obviously that didn't happen. Void, moreover, Harmin Perikosha, the Gemara tells us, Pesach Navchav Amarav, Beshila Timur, and the end of Timur Navchav Amarav, A for Hektish Lam Masa says that the ashes of Hektish is always going to be forbidden, which that is. But Ishan Shatun and Geniza, that's with those that need to be, meaning what type of Hektish are those that have to be buried, for example, like the ashes of Trumas Adeshin, that since it needs to be buried, obviously, it's Aser Bahana. And the Gemara brings proof that the ashes need to be buried. Contend, like we learned in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, B'samai, that he places it. That, what does it mean he places it? B'nachas, meaning calmly. B'samai, he places it. It should be placed. Le'ifaz, that it shouldn't just be dispersed. Amo, so we see, the Le'havendim comes, says that obviously it was not absorbed in its place, because when the Tanna Gneza, the fact that you say it has to be buried, obviously it doesn't get absorbed, because absorbed, there's no point in burying. That's it says Mishlam and regarding that, what you could say is that even though it was absorbed in this place, but Kro Lama Nisach Samach, the pasuk is not relying on any miracles of Achim, and this is what it's saying: Ilav Habanisa Shein Nivlam Mekayim. If it wasn't a miracle that it would get absorbed in this place, then Tzon Geniza would have to be buried. But of course, it was the miracle did happen to it. Or Inam Nirali, or another pshat says Taisus. It seems to me that Emchafer Sham, meaning if you dig it up, and you take it out, that's what coming. That's what saying the Efer Hektish Lail Masa, the ashes of Hektish are always going to be forbidden. But yes, it was absorbed. It got sucked in. And the question is, what you have to do if, let's say, you unbury it. And B'chein Peresh Rashi, B'sef Tumor, so the Rashi explains like this at the end of Masechtas Tumor.